is Ariana 7021. All right, go ahead and buzzer, Ariana. Start us off. Awesome. And here, I don't know if you spoke to Jibo yet. This is our friend Jibo. Jibo, do you want to introduce yourself?
My name is Jibo. What's your name?
Ariana.
That's an awesome name. My favorite color is blue. What's your favorite color?
Pink.
That's so cool. Alrighty, let's get started.
Thanks, Jibo. Isn't Jibo so nice? Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to get started with some letters, the alphabet. Can you tell me what letter this is, what you see here? And if you want to name one more thing that starts with that letter.
A and an apple. Alligator?
Yeah!
B and a boy. Basket?
Awesome.
C and some cookies. Cooking.
Yeah. And is it all right if we don't pull on the cord? Thank you.
D and a duck. I can't think of
That's
anything
okay.
else.
No worries.
E, elephant, eggs, F, fish, feed, G, guitar, I can't think of anything else.
Okay.
H, house. I don't know.
That's okay. If you can't think of it, you can just say next. No worries.
I, ice, igloo. J, juice. Next. K, key. Next. L, leaf, lion.
Awesome.
M, monkey. Next. N, nose. Next. O, orange. Next. P, plate. Next. Q, quack. Next. R, red, rose. S, spider. Next. T, table. Next. U, umbrella. Next. V, vacuum. Next. W, watch. Next. X, x-ray. Next. Y, yogurt. Yo-yo. Z, zebra, next.
Awesome, you did a terrific job. Do you want to go ahead and hit a buzzer?
You're doing an awesome job.
Aw, thank you, Jeebo. She really is. Alrighty, now we're going to look at some numbers. Can you tell me what number this is?
One.
What do you think might come next?
Two.
Okay. What about next?
Three. Four. Five. Six. Seven. Eight. Nine. Ten. 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16.
What? We went from this to this. So what do you think, so what is this?
20.
What do you think might be next?
21.
Okay. Isn't that silly? It's like tricking you a bit. So if we went from this to this, what's this number?
25.
And what do you think might be next?
30.
Good guess.
35.
That was a really great guess. What's this?
40.
So what do you think might be next?
50.
Awesome.
60. 70. 80, 90, 100, 110.
That was a terrific guess.
Oh.
So we went from this number to what number?
200.
Okay.
300. 500? 600? 1,000?
Yep. Isn't that silly? But you did great. So, can you read me these numbers? And if you know the answer, you can say it. But if not, that's okay.
9 plus 7 equals...
You want to try or no?
No.
Okay.
19 minus 1 equals 18.
Awesome. This might be a little harder. If you don't know, that's okay.
6 times 3 equals... I don't know.
Okay.
What does that mean?
It's a division symbol. So if you don't know, we can just skip it.
Skip.
No worries. Awesome. Great job. Go ahead and hit a buzzer.
You're doing great.
Aw, how kind. So now we're going to play a different game and involve some pictures. So some of these pictures you might recognize, but we'll see about the others. All right, so if I have a bag here, and then I have another bag, I have two what?
Bags?
Yeah. Awesome. So we're going to do that, all right? So I'm going to show you one and then two and you'll tell me. All right? So this is a duck.
A what?
A duck. And then we have another duck. So we have two what?
Luck.
Okay. If we have a ship and another ship, we have two
ships.
If we have a smide and another smide, we have two
smides.
We have a skack and another skack, so we have two
skacks.
We have a cup and another one, so we have two
cups.
We have a mitt and another mitt, so we have two
mitts.
We have a yag and another one, so we have two
yags.
We have a snack and another snack, so we have two
snacks.
We have a slide and another slide, so we have two
slides.
We have a crib and another one, so we have two
cribs.
We have a light and another one, so we have two
lights.
We have a kel and another one, so we have two
kels.
We have a shoe and another one, so we have two
shoes.
We have a yawk and another one, so we have two
yawks.
We have a pipe and another another one. So we have two
heights.
We have a foo and another one. So we have two
foos.
We have a bell and another one. So we have two
bells.
We have a rock and another one. So we have two
rocks.
And we have a bread and another one. So we have two
breads.
Awesome, and we're back at the beginning. You did a terrific job. Go ahead and hit a buzzer.
Great job.
Thank you, Jibo. That was awesome. So now we're gonna look at some pictures. Jibo, do you wanna explain what we're doing next?
Today, we're going to do an activity together. I'm going to show you some pictures, and you're going to tell me about them.
Alrighty.
Look at the picture.
So what do you see there, Ariana?
Some fish, a person, a lion, and some weeds.
What else? You can get closer if you want.
Some lily pads. Some grass. I don't know what else.
Okay. So who's in the boat?
The lion and the kid.
Yeah. How did they get there?
They got on it.
Yeah. Why do you think they're on there together?
Because they wanted to ride the boat.
What do you think they're going to do on the boat?
I don't know.
Okay, that's okay. So, do you think the lion and the kid are friends?
Yeah.
Would you ever be friends with a lion?
No.
Why?
Because they're wild animals.
Is there any animal you would be friends with?
Cats and dogs.
Do you have any?
No.
No? If you had one, what would you want it to be like?
Friendly.
Sure?
Friendly.
Friendly? Awesome. Okay. So, you said they're on a boat, and you said you're not sure what they're doing, but if you could just use your creativity to think of something they might be doing, where do you think they're going or doing?
Fishing, maybe?
Have you been fishing before?
A little bit.
What was that like?
It was okay.
Did you catch anything?
I catch something, but it took the thing that was hooked onto the pole. Like, it took it off.
Okay. So did you enjoy it, or...?
It was okay.
You want to go again?
I wouldn't like to do it, but if I had to do it, then I would.
Okay. What would you want to do instead?
Play at my house.
What do you like to play?
I like to play with my Legos.
What do you build?
I have the friend sets a lot, so I like to build those.
Awesome. All right, anything else about this picture?
Don't think so.
All right, Jibo, we're ready for our next one.
Look at the picture.
All right, so what do you see here?
Somebody who looks like they want to be a pilot. And they like to make things that fly.
So you said they want to be a pilot? Would you want to be a pilot?
Not really.
What would you want to be?
A vet.
A vet? Ah, that's so great. So if you had any pets, you said you like cats, dogs, anything else?
I like any kind of animal that isn't a wild animal.
Okay. Awesome. So you like going to the zoo? What animals do you see at the zoo?
Cheetahs and lions and giraffes,
yeah,
and penguins and horses.
Awesome. So in the picture, what things do you see on the ground or the sky?
Cars and clouds. Bookshelf.
Anything on the floor?
A sock and a pillow.
Yeah. So what is he doing?
It looks like he's getting ready to fly in a paper airplane.
Where do you think it's going?
Outside.
Do you ever do anything like that?
No, not really.
Okay. So would you say his room is clean or messy?
Messy.
Does your room ever like that?
Sometimes.
Yeah. Do you have pillows and toys around, or what is yours messy with?
Well, my room's not always that messy, but my playroom is.
Okay. Do you clean it up normally after?
Normally.
Okay. Alright. Anything else about this picture?
Yeah. I don't think so.
Alright, let's move on to the next one, Debo.
You're doing an awesome job. Look at the picture.
Alrighty, what's happening here?
It looks like she wants to be a scientist with an animal. It looks like she likes to fix things.
What do you see in the picture?
An elephant. Some mice. A girl. A desk. Some experiments and some books and
what's on the wall?
It looks like a little chart maybe.
It looks like she's doing science, right?
Right.
Have you ever done any fun science experiments?
I have before.
Oh. Any particular one you had fun with?
Well, I've had fun with all of them, really.
Do you have a favorite?
They're all my favorites.
Okay, all of them. Do you want to tell me about one of them so I can know?
I don't remember all of them. have one of those timer things that when you tip it over, the things come off of the side, or you either the side or the middle.
Very cool. And did you do that in school?
No, I just use it at home.
Awesome. Does your family help you with that?
We didn't make it. We bought it from somewhere. So.
Great. Well, that sounds like a lot of fun. I should try that too. Awesome. So, do you think this person here, you said they want to be a scientist. Would you ever want to do this type of science?
Well, maybe a little, but.
Would you ever have this animal as an office assistant like this one does, or a research assistant?
No.
No, what would you want as your research assistant?
Either a cat or a dog.
Oh, what would their names be?
I don't know.
Okay, anything else about this picture?
No.
Alrighty, let's go on to the next one. I don't think they've been. Alright, what do you see here?
A girl carrying a, I don't know what it is.
What do you think it is?
I don't know.
Do you think maybe it's a vegetable?
Maybe. Either a carrot or an onion.
Okay. Yeah, looks like it. So where are they?
Outside in a garden.
What's in the garden?
Flowers and plants. Probably some vegetables.
Do you see anything here?
A snail.
So what do you think this person's going to do with that vegetable?
I don't know. Maybe eat it.
Eat it? What would you do with it?
I don't know. I'd have to know what it was.
Yeah. So if we said, you guessed it might be a carrot, right? So let's say it was a carrot. What would you do with it?
I would eat it.
You would eat it? Would you share it with anyone? It's really big.
Yes.
Who would you share it with?
My family.
Okay. Have you ever been on a farm like this?
We have a farm behind our house. But we never really go there.
What type of stuff do you plant there?
We don't really own the farm. But it is behind our house. We don't do anything there, so.
Okay, do you know what they might have there from looking at it?
We know they have cows, but we don't know if they have anything else.
Oh, very cool, awesome. All right, anything else about this picture?
I don't think so.
All right, great job. Thanks, Shebo. You can go ahead and hit a buzzer.
You're doing an awesome job.
I agree. You're doing great. All right. Let's move on to our next one. Do you like reading?
Yeah.
Yeah? Do you want to read this for me?
Do I have to read all of it?
Do you want to just read this part and see if you want to keep going?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Every other week, Mama goes to the beauty shop to get her hair done. I love to go with her. She always goes after school at 4:00, so I can go along. Miss Jen always does Mama's hair. Miss Jen has done Mama's hair since before I was born. Miss Jen is older than Mama and the two other ladies who work in the shop. are younger than Mama.
Do you want to keep going or do you want to move on?
I want to move on.
Okay. Go ahead and hit a buzzer. Do this?
A man is brushing his teeth, and I don't really know how to explain how I do it.
Can you just try your best? And I'll try to picture it in my head.
Well, I put the toothpaste on my toothbrush. And then I put water on it.
Okay.
And then I brush my teeth.
Okay. I'm brushing my teeth.
And then after I'm done, I rinse the toothbrush out.
Mm-hmm.
And then I rinse my mouth out. And then I wipe my face off, and then I'm done.
Yep, you did a great job. Thank you. All right, what about this one?
A man washing his hands, and I would get my hands wet, get some soap, rinse my hands off again, and then dry them off. And that's it.
Terrific. What about this one?
A man trying to tie his shoes. I'm not really good at tying.
That's okay. Do you want to guess how you might do it?
I know how to tie it, I'm just not very good at it.
Okay. Can you explain how you do it?
Well, I grab the strings, I make an X, I put the one that's on top, I grab one of the strings, I put my other finger around it, and then take my finger out, and then grab the part that would stick up, and then I do the same for the other side, and then I cross them and put the one on top through the hole and then pull it.
Yeah, sounds great to me. All right, what's happening here?
A girl trying to pour cereal into a bowl, and normally I grab the bag and I hold it from the top and the bottom, and then I carefully shake it into the bowl.
Yeah. Do you put anything else in the bowl?
Sometimes I put milk in it, but not all the time.
Okay. What's your favorite type of cereal?
Fruit Loops.
Do you eat cereal most days, or do you like other stuff?
I don't normally eat cereal because we don't normally have Fruit Loops at my house, but sometimes we do and sometimes we don't.
Okay. What other breakfast do you like?
I like toast with butter on it, and I like oatmeal. Strudels and breakfast sandwiches.
Delicious. That sounds great. All right, what's happening here? And then you can explain the sweater if you want.
I'm trying to put on a sweater, and normally I put my head through first, and then my other arm kind of holds the sleeve and pulls it down, and then I do the same with the other arm.
Awesome.
A girl trying to make cupcakes. I don't really know how to make cupcakes.
Have you decorated them before?
Not really.
Okay. If you could guess, what is she doing?
Putting icing on.
Yeah, what are those?
Sprinkles.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite type of cupcake?
Vanilla cupcake.
Ooh, delicious. What's happening here?
Is that a girl or a boy? I can't really tell.
You can say whatever you'd like. Or you can say the person. Up to you.
The person is painting. And how I do it is I dip the brush into the paint. I paint something with that color. Then I rinse it off with water. And then I get a new color.
Do you like painting?
Sometimes.
What do you paint?
Normally I have like a picture to paint. So, and I haven't painted in a while, so I don't remember what I've painted.
Okay.
A boy getting strapped up in the car, and my car seat has this little hook thing in it, and I bring it around the cup holder, and then I bring it around the other cup holder, and then I snap it in.
Great.
A girl trying to feed a teddy bear, and I don't really have that many teddy bears, so.
You said you like your Legos, right?
Right. A girl decorating herself for dress up. And how I do that is I put on the outfit I want, and then I get the accessories that I want.
Yeah. Do you dress up for Halloween ever?
Normally we do.
What did you dress up as last year?
I don't really remember.
That's okay.
Kids going down the slide, and I normally go down the slides all different ways. Sometimes I go on my belly, sometimes I go on my back, and sometimes I just go normally.
Whoa, I've never gone down on my belly. That sounds fun.
A boy playing soccer. And I used to play soccer as one of my sports. So to keep it away from the other kids, normally I would try to kick it to another one of my teammates so I didn't have to be the one to try to score, because I'm kind of bad at that.
Yeah, so you played soccer?
I used to, I don't anymore.
Okay, do you play any other sports?
No.
Okay. Would you want to play another sport?
Maybe.
Okay.
Kids building with blocks. And they're building words with it. And normally I have these like blocks that look like the outside of buildings sometimes. And sometimes I can stack them up and make like a little house where no one can see me.
That sounds fun.
A kid being pushed by someone on a swing. Normally I just swing by myself, but sometimes if I can't touch the ground when I'm on a swing, sometimes somebody pushes me. girls sharing a lollipop, and normally I don't share food with my friends. I don't really do it that much. So I don't really have an example on how to do it. Somebody thinking about something. Normally, when I think about something, I'm normally thinking about what to do.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, you did a terrific job today. Go ahead and hit your last buzzer.
You're doing an awesome job.
Thanks, Eva. Well, we're all good for today. I'll go ahead and take the mic. You did a great job, Ariana. Thank you so much for coming.